إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. إن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بضعة وكل بضعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فهي خير الزاد في الآخرة والأولى. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I give you and myself the good advice to have the taqwa of Allah, for it is the best of provisions in this world and the next. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in every time, in every place, there is the conflict between truth and falsehood. But the reality that there cannot be any doubt about is that truth is always successful and made manifest in the end. And it stays firm and it goes above the falsehood. And falsehood is destined to perish. Falsehood is destined to shrink and wither away and perish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Allah says, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Say, the truth has come and falsehood has perished. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَحُوقًا. Falsehood is destined to perish. From the sunnah of Allah in His creation, from the tradition of Allah with His creation, of the believers and His servants, is that He tests them, that He gives them tribulation, all of them or some of them. He tests them through oppression, through wrongdoing upon them, through corruption, in order to test their faith. Allah says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ, does mankind think that they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tested with fitna, tribulation? All of that is for wisdom, a great wisdom and a great purpose that Allah has set about in His system and His ordering of this universe. Allah Ta'ala, He says, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So that Allah, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ, so that Allah would know those who are true, they had siddiq, and He would know those of kadhibin, those who lied. So Allah Ta'ala, this is part of His system in the world, according to His words, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. If Allah afflicts you, إِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِقُرْحٍ, If Allah causes hardship to befall you, then this is the similar hardship that came to those who oppress you, who are against you. إِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِقُرْهٍ If Allah tests you with a hardship, then the other people who oppose you, a hardship similar to that has come to them. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ These are the days that Allah He gives to some people and then others. He causes them to go from one people to another. وَلَيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And so that Allah knows those who believe. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدًا And so that He can take the martyrs from the believers. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ And Allah does not love those who oppress. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is upon the people of the Ummah of Islam to know that they are the people of the eternal message of Islam. The eternal message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are upon the true and right aqeedah. And no matter how many means that are taken, so many ways and pathways of oppression that face the Muslims, no matter how much the tests and the tribulations increase, but we should know that our aqeedah is firm like mountains in the ground, and that the end will be for those who are pious. The end will be for the muttaqeen, and that the victory is for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا If you have patience, if you have sabr, and you have the taqwa of Allah, then their plots and plans will never harm you in any way. Allah encompasses all of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا Allah encompasses their actions and what they are doing. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is the sunnah of Allah, the sunnah of Allah that He does not change. He does not change the affair of the people except after He tests them. Except after they give everything in their power, of worldly power, they give everything that they have done, and then they trust in Allah. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنْ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, until they gave up the messengers, they gave up from all of their power and strength, and they thought that they had been rejected, Allah, He sent His victory. جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا We send them our victory, and we save whom we please, and we return back the harm of the people of wrongdoing. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, let us listen with our hearts to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He spoke to Musa alayhi salam at the height of the oppression of the Fir'aun, and He told him, speaking words of that are truthful to even us today. Allah says, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ العاقبة للمتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قال موسى لقومه. On the tongue of Musa, Musa says to his people, seek Allah's help. The world, the earth belongs to Allah. He gives it to whom He pleases and from His servants. And the end is for those who have the taqwa, who have the fear and piety and the faith in Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is this belief, this firm belief in the mu'min, in his heart, that there is no savior except Allah. That there is nowhere to turn to except Allah Ta'ala. And that He is the one alone, the firm recourse for every believer. And that is by turning to Him sincerely. That is by having the firm faith in Him. That no matter how much mankind oppresses another, no matter how much the oppression of mankind increases and their power and their strength increases on the earth, no matter how much power they have, the kings and the oppressors, without a doubt, it is only temporary. It is only a short time that Allah has given them. And Allah, He is the one with the power to annihilate them and exchange for them others. He gives for the earth whom He pleases. He causes to inherit in the earth those whom He pleases in accordance to His wisdom, in accordance to His sunnah in this earth. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, no matter how much the oppression and the hardship that befalls the Muslims in any time or place, then they should have firm belief, they should have firm faith that the end of the affair in this world and the next is for the believers. The end of the affair in this world and the next, they should be sure, they should have yaqeen that in the end, in this world and the next, it will be for the people of faith, the people of iman and taqwa. No matter how long or how short, the end will be for them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the key to this affair is that the hope and the longing should rest in Allah. That we should place our yaqeen in Allah, and that He is the one who can give us the victory. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must fulfill the true taqwa of Allah. This is what we are responsible for. We must truly be the people of iman. We must truly be the people of khashya, the humbleness, the fear of Allah. We must turn to Him alone. We must have faith in Him. We must not fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not humble in fear to those other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not trust in anyone other than Allah Most High. We must not seek victory. We must not seek honor through anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. الَّذِينَ, the people, when it is said to them that there's a huge army gathering to attack you, what happened to them?
فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا.
فَخْشَوْهُمْ, the people said, be afraid, be scared, there's a huge army coming to attack you. What did it do to the believers?
فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا.
They increased in their faith in Allah. And they said,
وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
وقالوا, they said, Allah is sufficient for us.
ونعم الوكيل.
And He is the best protector.
فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم.
فانقلبوا, so they turned away from them with the blessings of Allah, وفضل and His bounty. وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ, and no harm afflicted them.
وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ,
no harm came to them.
وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ,
they followed what is pleasing to Allah.
وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ,
Allah is the one of great bounty. Allah is the one of great generosity.
أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we think about the clash between truth and falsehood, when we see through the light of history the competition, the clash, the fight between truth and falsehood, we see that in the end oppression and wrongdoing and evil is subject to perish. The end of Fir'aun was in the ocean. His army, his might, his power, what happened to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took revenge. He Himself took revenge on behalf of Musa and his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَانْتَقَمْنَا, we took revenge from them, from Fir'aun. Allah says,
فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ.
Allah says, we took revenge upon them and we drowned them in the ocean because they rejected our signs and they were forgetful of them.
وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ,
and we caused those people who were weak to inherit مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا, we caused them to inherit the east and the west, the earth that we blessed for them.
وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ,
and the beautiful word of your Lord was perfected for the Bani Israel.
بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنَ,
and because they had patience, Allah perfected His favor upon them and He destroyed Fir'aun and those who were with them.
وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ,
and whatever they used to build, He caused them to fall into destruction. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what should be a firm faith in the heart of every believer is that victory is only and only from Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this victory, it only comes when the Muslim expends all of his effort, all of his effort for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And then he trusts in him. And sometimes the victory is delayed. Sometimes unless the victory is delayed for a great wisdom. What is that wisdom, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam? One of the wisdoms why Allah delays the victory for the righteous believers who turn to Him and call on Him and are sincere to Him. And they gave up hope on the worldly things. They trusted in Him. But they put all their effort. The reason why Allah will delay the victory is to strengthen their connection to Allah. So that they completely give up any connection to the worldly means. And they put their complete and total reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the hardships, the pain, the suffering may increase. But in the end, the victory is for those who have taqwa. Those who strengthen their tie with Allah ta'ala. They turn to Him sincerely, obedient to Him, submissive to Him, surrendering to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ وَلَيَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah will give victory to those who give victory to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is Qawiyun Aziz. Allah is mighty. Allah is powerful.
الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Those, if we give them the strength in the land, what do they do with that power and that strength?
أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا
الزَّكَاةَ. They establish the prayer on the earth. They give the charity.
وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ.
And they command to good and they forbid evil.
وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ.
And to Allah belongs the end affair. So for all those who are weak and oppressed in the land, from the believers, have the firm faith that the victory is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember Him a lot in order that you be successful. And know that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He gave you a promise that is true. He gave you the most truthful promise. He said,
وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرْجَ مَعَ الْكُرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, know that victory is with patience, and that help is with hardship, and that with every hardship comes ease. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all the hardships from the ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring together the believers in the obedience to His sunnah, of the sunnah of His messenger, and to cause the word of the Muslims to be united upon the truth and upon the tawheed. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم ارفع مقتك عنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم نسألك حسن النية والإخلاص في كل عمل في كل عمل. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our intentions
and to give us a good ending in this world. And may He give us the great rewards in the world to come. May He bring the word of the Muslims together on the truth. And may He forgive all of the believing men and women and all of the Muslims. And may He give shifa to all those who are sick. May Allah give us guidance and understanding. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَنَسَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْ تَقَبَّلَ مِنَّا عِبَادُ اللَّهُ اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَصَبِّحُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten the mind and close the gaps, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Salu salatum wadda and pray every prayer as if it is your last prayer. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا.